Industrial hemp and marijuana are both subjects of interest, I would say, particularly in the news here in Illinois, with the passage of the Industrial Hemp Program and the discussion about legalizing recreational marijuana. But they are very different, even though they are the same plant. So can you talk about some of those differences?
Well, they're both the same plant. We're talking about plant that is cannabis sativa in the law. So botanically, they're the same thing. They're just two different varieties or cultivars. So right now, the Farm Bill established a definition based on the level of THC, the tetrahydrocannabinol, the Delta-9 form of that compound that is responsible for the psychoactive properties. And that limit is set at 0.3% on a dry weight basis. So that is the definition that was established by the Farm Bill.
So as you mentioned, hemp and marijuana are both the same plant. But thinking about physical characteristics when, say, someone is just looking at the plants, a hemp plant and a marijuana plant, would someone be able to distinguish a difference?
Well, another way to think about this, so there's no real physical difference in the plant. There are different growth forms, different cultivars, depending on what the intended product is, you know, fiber production, chemical extraction. You know, there's a whole series of products that can be derived from this plant, you know, just based on how it's grown and what the intended product is going to be. But in the field, I mean, they look the same. They're going to smell the same. They're both resinous. Obviously, the one cultivar that's grown for fiber is going to be tall and not produce a lot of, you know, leaves or flowering tops, inflorescences. But, you know, in terms of the legally defined difference between hemp, industrial hemp, or marijuana, it comes down to the concentration, the presence of that one compound, THC.
So when farmers begin growing fields of industrial hemp, because we do have the passage of the new program, is it going to look as if they were growing fields of marijuana? Would it look the same?
Well, possibly. Again, it depends on what the intended product is going to be. You know, a field that is grown strictly for fiber production is not going to potentially look the same as a field that is being grown for, say, CBD production or you know, chemical extraction. You know, think about the comparison I like to make is with some other crops. You know, the difference between, say, like field corn and sweet corn. You know, they're both the same plant species. They're grown for different purposes. You know, same with some other crops too, like broccoli, cauliflower, you know, some of our common crops. You know, they're the same plant. They're just different cultivars, different growth forms. So they may look slightly different, but essentially they're, you know, the same plant, the same general appearance.
So for the most part, they look the same. You mentioned that they're going to smell the same. It sounds like it could be very difficult to distinguish a difference.
You know, I'm a botanist, so, and, you know, a botanist will look at this a little differently because it's the same plant, two different cultivars of the same plant. But I think it would be, the distinction needs to be made, and this could be part of where a confusion is the legal distinction. So marijuana and hemp are, you know, legally separated now.
You're listening to Statewide. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll, and I'm talking with Chance Riggins about the differences and similarities between industrial hemp and marijuana. Chance, you just spoke about the confusion some people have with hemp and marijuana because they are the same plant. But as we've discussed, they're very different. No psychoactive components in industrial hemp as there is in marijuana. So why do you think people conflate the two? Is it because decades ago, the federal government made the entire cannabis plant illegal and with that it included industrial hemp?
Well, that's true. But, you know, I think you have to take in consideration just the history of you know, cannabis in our culture in the U.S. With the drug laws, all the stigmas that, you know, has been associated with the plant over the last, you know, 40, 50, 60 years. So I think, you know, certainly there's that contributes to the confusion now.
Is there a way to eliminate or at least clear up the confusion, the stigma associated with industrial hemp?
Yeah, obviously, this is a, you know, a good step of, you know, with the Farm Bill and the roles that you know, the states are playing and kind of setting their own laws, establishing, or, you know, with the acceptance of medical marijuana. But hemp is, again, you know, it's a different product. It's a different cultivar. There's a whole bunch of other uses, industries that are being supported by hemp products.
Now, you may look at this a little differently as a botanist because hemp and marijuana are the same plant. But do you find it odd that Illinois was just able to pass an industrial hemp bill after years of trying and failing, but it's coming right on the heels of a possible recreational marijuana program?
Well, again, that's true. I think, you know, hemp has got kind of a you know, it's a legacy. Again, you know, the stigma that it's had over the decades, the confusion around the different cultivars, different uses, then just the legal jurisdictions, the different agencies involved. Of course, you know, it's certainly in a confusing position, and with the new prospects of recreational marijuana, that's going to add to it. I think it's going to be increasingly important for, and it's probably going to take some time too for the laws to be worked out and really firmly establishing the jurisdictions in this state and also federally across states. Different states take different positions on this. But again, I think it still is very important to be specific when talking about hemp and its uses and its cultivation. Hemp now is an agricultural commodity with, you know, the passage of the Farm Bill. So I think focusing on that form, that variety as an agricultural crop, multiple uses, you know, as states adopt this and researchers are allowed to study it and provide agronomic data just like for any other crop. And then hopefully, you know, public opinion and the information for legislators and everybody else will kind of follow in line and people will make that distinction.
So with your expertise in the area and studying the plant, do you foresee any challenges ahead for the brand new industrial hemp program here in Illinois?
It's going to be critical for farmers, to growers, and this is one of the challenges too, is to establish some type of system for making sure that those levels are maintained the way that they are. Now, in other states, there are certified seed programs, so you know that, you know, the seed that you're, if you're a grower and you're interested in growing hemp, you know, where are you going to get your seed, for example? There aren't too many, you know, places to get seed now. You can't just go in the, you know, a seed catalog of any vendor and order cannabis seeds. So there are certified seed programs, and those things, as we start growing more, are going to be, you know, I'm sure going to be becoming more important. And then if you add recreational marijuana on top of that, then that's going to add a whole other level of complexity. You know, growers, you know, that's one of the things with this new licensing program. Growers, it's going to be their responsibility to justify that the plants that they're growing in their field, even though they look like marijuana or the different cultivars, don't have that high level of THC. So therefore, you know, they can confirm that they are growing hemp and not the, you know, marijuana or one of the other forms with that THC. So it's going to be really kind of difficult, I think, at first. And again, as we move forward and if we adopt recreational marijuana and start determining or establishing, you know, who can, you know, partake in that, who can grow that, the distribution chain, I mean, it could potentially get very complicated. I mean, the growers aren't the only ones with a lot of questions.